For a long period of my working life, I was a journalist and editor. I had no intention of ever becoming a writer, let alone a thriller writer. The idea seemed preposterous, something other people did. I probably thought not only were novelists braver and more resilient than me, but they had something to say. I was a reader, not a writer, and in my spare time I would escape into any book I could find, which meant that one day, by chance really, I picked up Misery by Stephen King. To me, King was a horror writer, a master of schlock and gore, who wrote about blood-soaked virgins in white prom dresses. He wasn't me. He didn't and wouldn't ever speak to me. But I was wrong, and with Misery, he had me hooked. Over the years, I have reread the book several times, and with each reading, I gain a greater understanding of the complexity and creativity at work. Good writers make hard things look easy. In Misery, Paul Sheldon, a much-loved writer who has just finished his latest bestseller, crashes off a mountain road in winter and is rescued by his number one fan, former nurse Annie Wilkes. Seriously injured and unable to walk, Annie drags Paul out of his snow-covered car and cares for him at her isolated home. Paul's slow realisation that he is a bedridden prisoner is bad enough, but then Wilkes discovers the only copy of the manuscript for the book Paul has just written and reads it. Outraged to discover Paul has killed off his heroine, Misery Chastain, Annie demands that Paul rewrite the ending or he's going to get very hurt. Tension. Thy name is Stephen King. It's not easy to make a novel about a man unable to move, a pacey, action-packed study in fear and paranoia. But this highlights the creative genius at work in King's books. Thrillers need several components to stand out from a crowded field: great plot, characters and dilemmas, and a universality which allows the reader to think, God, what if that were me? King's training in the horror genre certainly means he pulls no punches. What Annie does to Paul's legs at one point in the novel left me thinking, thank God that's not me. There are many different worlds of imprisonment represented in this book, which makes it multi-layered and very perceptive. Paul is trapped writing bestsellers he no longer enjoys. He is trapped in a bed and dependent on the painkillers Annie hands out only if and when she feels like it. Annie is trapped in her mental problems, her painful past, and her addiction to the Victorian bodice-ripper fantasies that Paul conjures up in his bestsellers and aren't real. I put Misery down when I'd finished it, gulped, and got on with my life. But over time my life changed, and the urge to write something more substantial than newspaper pieces took over. When I wrote my first crime thriller, Misery was one of the novels gathering dust on the shelf next to my laptop. It is from King that I took several important lessons. Don't pull your punches, don't use three words when one will do, and popular mass-market fiction can be intelligent and thought-provoking. When Paul Sheldon finishes a novel, he smokes a cigar and opens a bottle of champagne. It's his ritual. Flesh and blood writers have them too. When I finish a manuscript, I go for a long walk in central London, desperate to be away from my computer and immersed in noise, life and colour. Once I carelessly stepped off the pavement on the embankment and only the harsh honk of a horn sent me reeling back to safety. A puff of air from a passing bus caressed my face, proving I had been inches from a gory collision. I thought of Paul Sheldon then, so sure of where he was going as he drove towards that mountain pass, so fleetingly triumphant, as I was that day by the Thames. But there is often only a gutter or an icy road that separates us from disaster.